Castle by Tallgrass Motors and by First Baptist Church. And we're going to be talking Lenten services this morning with Randy in just a moment on 1400 K1.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and again, getting an opportunity to spend a little time with Dr. Randy Thompson this morning. Thank you so much for coming.
Good morning, Charlie. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, it's fun having you in, and we get to talk a topic that I enjoy talking about specifically. I know you want to talk all things Lenten, but particularly the Lenten services, and I understand you are back at the organ.
I am back at the organ. I retired after 30 years at First Church, the United Methodist Community out on Price Road, and on May 1st, thinking that would be the kind of the end of it, at after turning 71, at that point I just turned 71, and the following morning, the preacher from First Presbyterian Church called me and said, can I come over to see you? At that time, I was still executive director of OK Mozart. I thought we were going to lose our parking spots, so I was kind of nervous about it. And she came over, and actually she asked me if I would be their organist. Their organist had just turned in his resignation effective August 1st. So to make a long story short, after having cataract surgery in July and being able to see again, I'm now the organist at First Presbyterian Church and really, really enjoying myself. They have one traditional service, which I play at, although I have also played keyboard at their contemporary service. I really enjoyed that. It's the first time I've ever done it.
Okay.
Really, really enjoyed it. So
and I'm trying to think. I have heard their organ a few times, and as I recall, it was an excellent sounding instrument.
It's a magnificent pipe organ, and they've just had it remodeled just a few years ago by a Reuter Organ Company up in Kansas City. And it's a first-class organ, and it's one of the very best in Bartlesville. I think there are two pipe organs still in good condition in Bartlesville, one at St. John's and one at First Presbyterian.
Yeah, so the church I grew up in had a good-sounding pipe organ, and you can work all kinds of electronics and have an excellent sound, but usually you can't match the physical presence of the vibrating the floor, everything that
you know,
a good pipe organ.
That's exactly what my wife said the first time she heard the instrument. She said, "Oh my gosh, it's like it's right there at me."
Yeah,
and I've been playing for so long, I didn't notice all that much difference, but people who have come from a different environment did. So my wife felt it, but I enjoyed the instrument at First Methodist Church. It was a four manual lovely instrument. You could do a lot with it. But this instrument is air acted. Mm-hmm. It's pneumatic. And for me, pneuma in the Bible is the word for spirit, and it's because it's the wind,
right?
And so that I've always had the belief in the back of my mind that a pipe organ, the reason it got the name King of Instruments, is because of this pneuma and the amount of air that it imparts, and when you're in its presence, that does something to your soul.
And it's difficult for churches to acoustically get the inner workings of moving the air, get that isolated from what the congregation hears. But when it works well.
It does. And at the same time they got the organ renovated, they took all the carpeting out of the church and put wood floors in, and the acoustics are absolutely wonderful to play with. They really are. And so when we started to talk about Lent, and I'm going to staff meetings again, which is, and I practice all morning, which I haven't done now in over, probably haven't been able to get at the organ to practice that long in 30 or 35 years.
Wow.
So I go in 7 days a week. I practice 3 hours a day, and I really feel like I've got a lot left.
Well, you know, we were talking about this a little bit in the hallway before we went on the air, and I started reviewing just mentally some of the excellent pieces that are written specifically for the Lenten season.
Oh,
and
my.
Just the musical literature, let alone the rest of what I'm sure is going on.
Yes.
It's a great musical experience.
And of course, it's the central thing that developed Western music,
mm-hmm.
the music of the church. And we are.
That's why I hated music history class because the early was always 8 o'clock in the morning, and you're waking up to Gregorian chant, and it's just.
I know, but once you get into the later periods, the music is just glorious.
Yeah.
You realize how wonderful it is. But this series that we have put together for Lent is different than the series that we've had in the past at First Presbyterian Church. In the past, they've had music ahead of the service as a prelude,
mm-hmm.
and then they've had guest preachers come in and preach a sermon with maybe a hymn for the congregation to sing. As we were talking about it this year, Reverend Shearer was really keen on wanting to do something slightly different. So we decided that instead of inviting preachers, we would invite musicians.
And still getting a great message.
Yes, yeah. And so that when we, since they didn't do it last year, did it restart it, it has kind of a new element to it, something different, and so that we can attract a broad variety of people. So we sat down, and Kathy Stewart, who is the music director at the church, and I just love working with her, we sat down and put a list of names together, and it just really jived. And then I took it upon myself as having a little bit more time than the other people,
mm-hmm.
and made the phone calls. Kathy made a couple, and I made quite a few, and then we put it together. And the series started on March 1st, Ash Wednesday, with a wonderful service where Lauren Green and David Kazmierczak agreed to play with me.
Always nice to find good friends to invite them in.
Yes, and you know they were willing to do it with a volunteer spirit, and Lauren played Max Brooks's Kol Nidre, mm-hmm. and it's a piece he had never learned before. And I suggested it to him, and he learned it. And I read on Facebook the other day that it was a piece that he had always wanted to learn, and his teacher had given it to him when he was a teenager, and he couldn't quite do it. And so he dedicated this performance to his former teacher, whose music he was still using, and he did a beautiful job. The Kol Nidre is an atonement prayer,
mm-hmm.
written in Aramaic, that the Hebrews, and even today the Jewish church, uses on the Day of Atonement, and they read it. And so it's very appropriate. And then David Kazmierczak played Bach and Gluck, and then we had a communion service and imposition of ashes, and during that Lauren played a wonderful piece by Paul Mance, an organ transcription, which the people in the congregation said really moved them deeply. Last week we moved to a different level, totally different kind of expression, and we had the First Greater Baptist Church Choir, the Greater First Baptist Church,
mm-hmm.
Choir. Renee Paul is their music director. Oh my, they are so wonderful. They had us clapping. They had us, good old stodgy Presbyterians, raising our hands and clapping on the offbeat. And
oh, no.
Even me, though, I've got good rhythm, you know, but they're able to do these intricate rhythms, and every now and then I clapped right before where the offbeat really was in their interpretation of the music, and it caught me by surprise, but it kept me really listening. And that's a wonderful expression. I have tremendous admiration for the kind of joy and depth that they're able to make out of music that's slow, but always with an afterbeat that gives that to it.
Yeah.
Oomph. You know, they sing things slower than we do, and yet somehow it seems livelier.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely a paradox. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Today's concert...
And I would compliment the style of music overall, and I didn't hear what they performed, obviously, but I think sometime through subdividing the beat, it sounds faster even though you're counting it slowly.
It does, because there's such emphasis on it. And you feel the motion move. You feel it moving. It doesn't sound like slow movement because it moves constantly because of that stress on the afterbeat. Different from classical music, which normally has the stress on the downbeat and a weaker pulse on the afterbeat. Which can move forward yet, but not quite the same way.
Every once in a while, but if we change it up, we find we appreciate everything else just a little bit more.
That's exactly right.
We're going to continue with Randy Thompson in just a moment or so. We've talked a little about the services that have been, and we'll invite you to what is coming up in just a bit.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400 and continuing a community connection this morning with Dr. Randy Thompson, and we're talking again the Lenten services at
First Presbyterian. They're at from 12:15 to 12:45 each Wednesday of Lent. That means we have 5 Wednesdays left. Today's concert at noon features a sacred quartet that we put together just for this concert. They've never sung together before. But they are four singers. Yes, they are four singers that everybody knows in town. And when we rehearsed, it brought chills to me. Catherine Stewart, Celeste Barrett, Alex Rivera, and Mark Beckwith.
Not a timid voice in the group.
Not a timid voice. They are magnificent voices. And the blend and the musicianship and the ability to express what it is that they are singing about is really first class. And of course, they're all involved in church music, deep Christians in their own right. And so this concert, I think, brings the best of classic four-part vocal music. And it reminds me of a quote from Frederick Buechner, and Frederick Buechner has become one of my very favorite writers. His last name is spelled B-U-E-C-H-N-E-R. Most people think it's Buechner with an umlaut, but it's not. It's Buechner.
Yeah. If there was an H in there, you'd kind of say, okay, there's the umlaut part.
Yeah, right. Well, there is an H in there, B-U-E-C-H-N-E-R.
Okay,
But it's Dutch more than it is anything else. Anyway, he wrote, "We must learn to listen to the cock crows and hammering and tick-tock of our lives for the holy and elusive word that is spoken to us out of their depths. It is the function of all great preaching, I think, and of great art, to sharpen our hearing to precisely that end. And I think the program today probably is as close as we get in great art, particularly the form of musical art, into recognizing that daily tick-tock as God being present. The program starts with a new work that just was published by Mary MacDonald. Mary was born in 1956. Her work is all over the place, but she's become even more popular lately because her harmonies are so unexpected many times, and her accompaniments are thrilling with the continuous eighth note motion, and she uses the complete range. It's called Hymn of Peace for soprano, alto, tenor, and bass. The text is the psalm, Be Still My Soul, but it's to a new tune. Okay. And with the harmonies she uses and where she stresses a word with a longer rhythmic value, it becomes really, really inspirational to hear this in a new way. And the upper voices kind of have an interplay between the lower voices in a very unique way, and after reading it, we picked it immediately. We read through a whole bunch of music and then picked this, and this is one of the pieces they picked, and it's the very first piece on the program, and it's very appropriate for Lent, Be Still My Soul. Then we're performing a piece by Carl F. Mueller. Carl was born in 1892 and died in 1982.
Wow.
His anthems have been a staple in every church choir since the early 20th century. Every church choir has done him. And we're doing probably one of his most famous, Create in Me a New Heart.
Oh, yeah.
Very appropriate. Again, it has an organ accompaniment as opposed to the piano accompaniment of the Mary MacDonald piece. And there again, these professional singers know how to change their voices for this piece as opposed to Mary's piece and sing it in a lighter, more pre-Baroque kind of style that is really just lovely and gripping. And then Kathy and Celeste are going to sing a duet. It's called Carry Me Home by Ann Schafferman. Ann is a very new composer, born in 1980. But it combines two songs that, when you put them together, are so meaningful. Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, and Deep River.
Oh, and the juxtaposition would be great.
Yes,
yeah.
And Kathy and it was not written as a duet. It's written as a solo, but Kathy and Celeste have created a duet out of it, even extemporizing on it somewhat to make it an even fuller piece. It's just lovely. And then the program ends with two tunes or two anthems, hymns, that everyone knows, Alas and Did My Savior Bleed, and John Rutter's Benediction,
sure.
The Lord Bless You and Keep You. Two completely different styles. The Alas and Did My Savior Bleed is the tune that we all know, but it's arranged by Dan Forrest, again, a very young, new composer out there, completely new harmonies, again, that kind of take you by surprise at the moment, and a haunting kind of accompaniment that drives the music forward aside from the voices with harmonies that juxtapose the voices.
Okay.
It's very intriguing, somewhat polyphonic. Beautiful, beautiful piece.
You were painting a picture that I was about ready to say. Okay, is it modal?
No, it's not modal. He just has a way of. It's actually chromatic in harmony, but chromatic in a surprising way.
Okay.
He surprises you with a chord he picks that you weren't expecting. Because we tend to anticipate harmonies.
Yeah.
And he has a knack of knowing, no, I'm not doing that one.
Not resolving
I'm going to give
way.
Them the one they didn't expect, and that word's going to mean more because of that. And he does that just on the right words. It's really wonderful. And, of course, the John Rutter benediction, the Lord bless you and keep you, is one that just brings such peace over you. John Rutter was born in 1945, still living, same year I was born. Still living, fortunately, for both of us.
For both of you, yeah.
And everyone knows John Rutter's works. So
I think something that needs to be heard over and over and over.
Absolutely. And then next week we have a completely different context. Anne Marie Webster is going to be singing and playing for herself at the piano. She's a composer and singer. Mm-hmm. She sings contemporary songs that people know, but she's also written quite a few, which she'll be singing.
She always gets to share something, usually at the Thanksgiving service, if no place else. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's always very worshipful, very worshipful, and I admire her so much because. It's not the raucousness that you commonly hear. It's sweet, deep from the heart. And she leads you in worship. It's not a concert with Anne Marie.
No.
She leads you in worship. And she and her husband have been dear friends. In fact, Jay and my children were on the Splash Club together years ago. It's been so much fun watching them and their pioneer video service grow and prosper, and now they have a child, and that's wonderful. The week after that, we have Ariel Ortega and the middle school choir.
Great.
And then the week after that, Zoltan Vargas, the organist at St. John's Catholic Church, who's from Hungary here for, I think, on loan, although he may stay.
Yep.
He is going to give an organ recital, and one of the neat things, he came to the program last week, and we talked a bit afterwards. He looked at the organ, he was excited, and he said he may extemporize on some Geneva Psalter hymn tunes that would be familiar to a Presbyterian congregation. And then during Holy Week, the final concert will be the high school orchestra. So we have a full palette.
Sure.
Color palette, even.
You have chosen from so many different sources, and yet the common theme, of course, of the season of Lent. So
that's
great.
Right. Yeah. That's right. We're very pleased with it and pleased to offer it, and hope that people will remember every Wednesday from 12:15 to 12:45. And we're very faithful. We have a psalm of the day, which the pastor reads, and it's specific to the purpose of that day during Lent. And so it's a very, very meaningful. I think there's something for everyone. And in Lent, it's a time for us to quiet ourselves and have something enter deep into us as we ponder what is about to happen to our Lord.
Again, today, 12:15, and for the next next four after today, Wednesdays.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Randy, so thank you so much for your service to the
community. Thank you, Charlie.
I appreciate it.
I can't thank you enough.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you in and to be able to talk about what's going on in the community with you. Quick check of our forecast just ahead of the Overcomers from Voice of the Martyrs. It will be partly sunny today and a high temperature around 51. Northeasterly winds at around 5 to 10 and becoming southeasterly later on in the afternoon. Overcomers from Voice of the Martyrs brought to you this morning on 1400 K1 by the accounting firm of Brian Little, Haley and Kent CPA.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. As his attackers beat him, Clo wrapped his arms around his head.